talks about how this might relate to last season. At the end of the season, you had a groin problem.
Yeah, it just, I'm not a doctor. I have no clue. I just know that it wasn't feeling good in this past game, and that's where I stand, and that's where we're going from.
How many weeks had it been bothering you?
I honestly thought it just kept getting better, and I guess in the long run, it was just very fatigued. Just something that I kind of just kept pushing through, and it was honestly starting to feel better. So I'm not sure really what happened. It just kind of gave out on me, and along with the other two muscles in the groin, just kind of gave out on me, and that's where I am now.
So the preseason and week one, what was the injury at that point in the preseason?
It was just I'm not even really too sure. It didn't swell up like it is now. So obviously this is a lot more severe, and they told me I just have a giant blood clot in there right now, so I can't go out and kick, and it wouldn't be good for my health. So
was yesterday the first MRI you had, or did you have one in the
summer? I've had one before, yeah, but this obviously showed the most. Okay. The most stuff going on.
What's the healing process for this, and do you think that you'll be good to go here next year? Because you never know, especially with the position you play.
Yeah, so they said I don't need surgery. It's just kind of just have to rest it, and so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rest, I'm going to rehab, and I'm going to come back stronger than ever. And there's not a doubt in my mind that I can be the Eagles kicker next year, and I'm going to go out and be back to my normal self, and it's going to feel really good.